10.
The following is a Castwave Studios production.
The Internet, the final frontier.
Welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. Finally, we're back here in the studio, and we're going to be talking about Bat Dick, and I'm sorry, Bat Richard. Yeah, and there's other words for it. We're also going to be talking about a lot of news coming out today, and I got to go to Zaxby's, and we'll discuss that on the Fat Check and more right here on Boldly Going Nowhere.
Dat Dick is Bat Dick.
Dat Dick is Bat Dick.
There's your episode title. Dat Dick is Bat Dick.
No dick like Bat Dick.
Oh, there you go. No dick like Bat Dick.
So, welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere podcast. Ears,
listen.
Huh. It's a podcast you listen to with ears.
Sean, before we get into this.
Colin usually does that.
He does.
But that's okay.
No rules saying you can't.
No rules saying that I cannot.
No rules.
We're thinking
just
outside
right.
The podcast. That's
great. Yes, it's nice to say they think outside the box on this one. So,
or outside the bun if you're at Taco Bell. So I feel like you could call it, you know, his Bat Grayson, maybe.
Bat Grayson.
You know,
Bruce and Dick, Master Dick,
Master Dick. Surely, Master Dick.
Surely, Master Dick.
Nice.
Yeah.
So a lot of news, and we got a pretty packed episode. You know, everybody's got some stories they want to share. So let's get the news stories out of the way. It was announced Sony is going to be releasing the PlayStation 1 Classic.
Yes,
for $99.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of hoping we might get another meme esque. You know, $599.
Yeah. Giant enemy crab.
$599.
So, Ridge Racer or something.
Yeah, right.
Like
so apparently,
Ridge Racer.
Funnily enough, one of the games that's going to be bundled is Ridge Racer Type 4.
Nice. I also
believe, is Crash Bandicoot in there?
This is, All right, so a bundle is, as Sean said, $99.99. That includes the system, two controllers, and 20 games.
Two controllers.
Now, keep in mind, these are not the analog controllers. These are the original, like, basically, like the Super NES version, like the one that doesn't have the thumbsticks, basically. So you get the D-pad and you get the face buttons, and that's it. So,
oh no,
there's no DualShock on there, and I don't think they're gonna have vibration on them either. So.
Well, they'll probably do some mod later and let you do that.
Maybe.
Well, you always want DualShock with your D-pad.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. There's a good one. You always want DualShock with your D-pad.
Exactly.
Hashtag Bat Dick is Dat Dick. There you go. There's our episode title. Anyway, I am excited about it. It's going to launch this year. That's the crazy thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we just heard about it in like the tail end of September, and it's launching December 3rd. Just in time for the holidays.
Just in time for the holidays.
So if you want something or you have a loved one who wants one, come on down.
Yeah, so initial titles, at least for – there are about three – there was a – here we are. So the initial titles that they've announced at this point are Tekken 3,
mm-hmm.
Ridge Racer Type 4,
mm-hmm.
Jumping Flash, Wild Arms, and Final Fantasy VII.
Because of course.
Because there'd be a mob of people outside. A giant sweaty mob.
A giant sweaty unwashed mob.
Yep.
Now, I'll tell you the other two Final Fantasy games are on here because they've announced that there's 20 other games that are going to be announced.
No, 20 total.
20 total games, but there's going to be 15 additional games. I would not mind Tactics and Final Fantasy IX being on there as well. That's just me, but
I'm with Sean. Crash Bandicoot needs to be on there.
Well,
Crash Bandicoot, Spyro.
Spyro. I would say Spyro over Crash only because they just released the remastered. But then they're also releasing the Spyro.
Blasto. Anybody remember Blasto?
Oh, my God, vaguely.
Phil Hartman. one of his best voice acting gigs.
Huh.
Blast Love him. The smell of burning ectoplasm in the morning.
I am not familiar with
that. Hey, I forgot to mention.
Twisted Metal, yeah.
Maybe I didn't list the Twisted Metal.
That'd be cool.
That would be great if it's on there. No, but Twisted Metal should be on there.
Sweet Tooth.
Medieval.
Mm-hmm. The first SmackDown game, if they can do that, and also maybe Medal of Honor. I loved Medal of Honor on the PS1.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, I think, should be on that, definitely.
Or put a one.
A Tony Hawk Pro Skater should be on there.
No, one.
I mean, like...
One and two.
One's got the really good music.
One's got the best soundtrack of any Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Two's got the better levels, though.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying...
Do you think
I'm going to play a skateboarding game because I want to play the fucking skate parks? I want to listen to the goddamn soundtrack.
Let me tell you something. I actually have Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 on PS1 still, and, like, you give that about 3 hours, and, like, you get real fucking tired of that soundtrack real fast because there's only, like, 12 tracks on that thing total.
Drink.
Okay.
Now, you know what song that... You know what that actually reminds me of more than Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, by the way, just as an aside?
What?
The movie Kingpin.
Kingpin, yeah.
Kingpin.
Yeah. You ever see that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Woody Harrelson, Randy Quaid.
When Randy Quaid is like...
They're running out of the strip club.
And Randy Quaid is just like...
Yep,
his face is just frozen like that. I fucking
love
it.
So here's some things I want to talk about. So this is being released for the 24th anniversary of the PlayStation 1's original release.
Yeah.
Which I was like, why... Why rush it? Like, why not release it on the 25th?
Right.
It's only next year, and I know exactly why, though, because they want to beat the N64 Classic to the market, and they're going to, because Nintendo still hasn't announced anything. They've only just renewed the trademark again.
They renewed the trademark, but I have heard rumors stating that
because that's something I would fly to get.
Is it N64?
Well, it depends on the lineup, because you know,
because I played NES when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
I skipped Super Nintendo because
you poor bastard.
Yeah, because everybody else, everyone had one. I did not.
Honestly, the Super Nintendo is probably one of my favorite consoles ever.
And then the N64 is one I got, and that one was like,
yeah,
that was legit. So
I mean, I had an N64, and then like as I was getting older and started growing pubes, I guess.
I didn't tell him about my pubes, right? No, of course not.
Thanks. I eventually went to PlayStation. I got a PS1. Like I worked a number of odd jobs and just got that
one. Oh my God. But... Seriously? No joke. The first time I played a PS1, Ian, my youngest brother, won one on his last day of middle school.
No shit.
Like, there was some raffle or whatever, and he comes home, and he's got this shit-eating grin on his face, and out of nowhere, I see him and it's one of the mini ones. You remember the...
Oh, the PS1?
Yeah, the...
Like, the small one? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Like, he comes home with that. I was like, where the fuck did you get that? He's like, oh, I won it at school.
It's a major award. I've won it.
You son of a bitch.
For outstanding academic achievement, you get a PlayStation 1!
For Ian. Yeah, right.
Outstanding drinking
biggest,
achievement.
Biggest asshole. Here's a PS1. Fuck off.
That
would have made more sense.
No, it's not a PS2. Fuck off. Here you go. Here's a PS1.
No, so I find this interesting that A, Sony's beating them to the market, and B, they don't – I mean, I understand that Nintendo 64, they've been talking about the N64 Classic for –
quite some time.
Like at least a year at this point. Like pretty much as soon as sales started dropping on the SNES Classic, we're like, okay, we know the N64 Classic's coming.
Well,
like what? Like, can we get some details on what we're going to get?
I've heard the N64, and I've also heard possibly a Game Boy Classic.
Like what would that entail? Like, would that just be like the size? Like a
I feel like it would be the size of a regular Game Boy, but it would have to be backlit. I know that much for sure. And then like, I imagine.
When they just release on a virtual console with everybody that has a Switch. Duh.
Yeah, I mean, that's
the thing. Reintroduce virtual console and your problem is solved.
Yeah, pretty
much. That's the thing. That doesn't make them much money. Because they could upcharge a freaking Game Boy like crazy. I guarantee you, like, they release something
like that.
And
people will buy it.
They will buy it, and I guarantee you that'll have a price point of at least, like, $79.
Okay, so I want to ask this. So I know we've thrown out a couple titles. Yeah. Was it Medieval was one, Spyro was one. Crash Bandicoot definitely, in my opinion, has to be on
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely.
Blasto, in my opinion, would have to be on. Does anybody remember the Bruce Willis game Apocalypse?
Oh, my God. Yeah, didn't Neversoft work on that?
Oh,
my God.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God. It's basically, it's like Bruce Willis is escaping from this futuristic prison, and he's just basically quipping the whole time. So you're just like, shut the fuck up, McClane. It is... I mean, it was a great – I enjoyed, like, a couple of the levels, like, because they gave it to you in, like, a demo for, like, PS1 magazine or whatever, PlayStation magazine.
Yeah,
or
in
like
terms
that.
Of the radiocarbon dating, is this around the time of Wing Commander?
I would say it's definitely in that time
frame. That feels like it, yeah.
Like, 97, 98.
Mm.
Yeah, right? No, Wing Commander 4 specifically, the one with Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill.
I
was that the one where he offed himself?
Yeah.
If you went down the wrong path?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I played that for the PC. God, I love that man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, no, so I'm excited about this. I really now am, like, but now that I know that the PS1 Classic is definitely coming, I'm now so much more hungry for N64 Classic news.
Now, let me ask you a question, because we have to keep in mind, like, let's do this real fast, and then we can move on to the next subject, because I know a lot of people have been contemplating what's going to be on the N64 Mini, which I feel at this point is not so much a, you know, what if or will it happen. I feel like it's an eventuality at this point.
No, it's definitely going to happen. It's just the question is what's going
to
be on it.
Because let's think about it. Like, there's a lot of wrestling games on there that we're probably not going to be able to get because of licensing and also because, you know, whatever. But then we also have Rare, which contributed significantly to the N64's library, which they're not owned by Nintendo anymore, or rather... They don't work with Nintendo anymore. They're a Microsoft license now. So, like, that gets rid of GoldenEye. That gets rid of Donkey Kong 64. That gets rid of Donkey Kong Racing. That gets rid of Perfect Dark.
They might be able to license those games since they technically still own – I mean, like, Nintendo and Rare own the patents on those. Like, that's why you don't see any collections with – you see remasters. But I think what? GoldenEye was on the Wii
– I think so, but I know that Daniel Craig was – like, they did a remaster and it was Daniel Craig as Bond.
Yeah, well, I think they probably will release the original version. That'd be nice. I mean, so like, all right, so let's say N64 Classic. Let's play Devil's Advocate. So, N64 Classic must have titles on N64 Classic. So obviously, Super Mario 64, Mario Kart 64,
yes,
Smash Brothers, the original Smash Brothers,
Ocarina and Majora's Mask.
Okay, yeah, Ocarina, Majora's Mask,
Pokemon Snap,
Perfect Dark,
Pokemon Stadium.
I could honestly – I mean, the thing is, I love our drunken photograph parties on Pokemon Snap, but
– That was so much fun.
It's
hilarious.
Yeah.
There's another one that we're probably not going to get on there, Banjo-Kazooie, which is a fucking classic.
That's a good order to put them in. And during a party, like, everyone's, like, drinking to a certain point. And then, like, Pokemon Snap is your rock bottom. Like, you're like, I can't barely move my fingers, let alone speak words.
Yep.
Right.
Pokemon Snap's down here. What's the game you start with?
Mario Party.
Oh, okay. So all right. So say we're playing the N64 Classic. I would say no. Actually, I would honestly go with Star Fox 64.
Maybe.
So many laughs
because you want to group everybody in. I'm thinking that's the second game you play.
No. Because have you guys ever played the multiplayer on Star Fox 64?
Of course.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. Imagine the person who gets Slippy as the character. No, have you played as Slippy in the multiplayer? You are fucking unbeatable.
Yeah.
Because
it's the odd job of GoldenEye, which should be the next game.
Yeah.
Except no odd job.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
fair.
No you should have job. A no Slippy, no odd job rule.
So I think a perfect night of playing N64 includes the first like couple hours includes Mario Kart 64. It includes Smash Brothers and possibly Mario Party 2 for me. And then,
okay, so yeah, Mario Party or Mario Party 2?
Yeah, Mario Party 2, I think, because it has a more robust library of mini games on there.
Conker's Bad Fur Day we won't get.
Yeah.
We should get, we won't
get. We should
get
it, but we're not going to.
We're not
going
to.
Diddy Kong Racing.
Paper Mario, very underrated game. I loved that game so much.
Yeah.
This is multiplayer, I think.
Yeah.
We should do it later.
F-Zero X.
Yep.
All right, Smash Brothers should be like near the end.
Fucking Rogue Squadron and Shadows of the Empire.
Shadows of the Empire, holy shit. If they don't have Shadows of the Empire, no sale.
Yeah.
No sale. I'm sorry. That is the one game I blew most of my life on in the N64 era.
I love that game. Yeah.
That is the best.
And then we
hashtag Wampa Stompa.
And then we have games like Pilot Wing 64 that we don't need. And then we have stuff like.
But you know they're going to put those on.
Like Harvest Moon 64. I guarantee you that's going to be. Mischief Makers was actually really damn good.
Excitebike 64. Oh, Star Wars Episode 1 Podracer.
Yes.
One game, if they put it on there, I would buy it immediately, is Clay Fighter 63 and a third.
Clay Fighter.
That was an interesting series.
Yeah, it was really awesome for the 64.
I think they had an edition for the Super Nintendo that was only like a Blockbuster exclusive.
Right.
I think so, and like it's super rare now. But
all right, let's move away from video games for a little bit.
Okay.
I want to move to this story, Brian. I don't know. I know you probably heard about this, but I don't. Sean, maybe you haven't heard about this. Sean, have you heard that Netflix is greenlighting a live-action adaptation of the Avatar The Last Airbender series?
Yes, and with the actual creator of the cartoon, not...
the original creative team.
Not M. Shyamalama Ding Dong.
M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Shyamalama Ding Dong.
No, I mean, and that's the other... And they've already gone on record stating that the Netflix production is going to, and I quote, include a culturally appropriate non-whitewashed cast. Like, they had to get that out there and just be like, look... We're not gonna do the same thing the fucking movie did, okay? We're not gonna do it.
We're actually gonna cast Asian people in our movie.
So here's my thing. So I wanna get your guys' opinion on this. So is it gonna be do you think it's just gonna be like a straight retelling of the exact same story? Or do you think it's gonna be like a reimagining, like a darker, grittier version of Avatar The Last Airbender?
I hope it's a darker, grittier version of Avatar the Airbender, because you have a complete, nicely, great animated, great voice acted storyboard already.
Yeah.
Just reshoot the scenes.
Darker
yeah. with some new stuff.
All right.
I feel like, you can get away with a lot of stuff now that it's not on Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Okay, I'll say this much. Because I want to see, I still want to hear Secret Tunnel.
Secret tunnel. Like
through the mountains, secret tunnel.
Yeah.
I gotta rewatch that series now.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
if anything, it's just gonna make you want. I mean, because I know they did the live action Bleach movie. They're doing. They've done. The live action. What do you call it?
Before you say that, they premiered it on Netflix, but I guarantee – like that stuff was made in Japan first. And then,
I'm not saying that Netflix is personally responsible for it, or no. Maybe they are. I don't know.
They might have had a hand in production and distribution after the fact, but I know that stuff was initially created in Japan. Like,
well, of course it was.
Because I saw the Full Metal Alchemist live-action movie, and I was like, wow, this is garbage.
Yeah.
It was so – like I normally like to – I like to be optimistic about stuff like that, but like, dear God, that movie sucked.
I will say this much. The funniest thing I saw from that entire experience was somebody had a post online. It's like, one of the best characters just showed up, and it was a freeze frame, and it said,
oh yeah.
And it was the picture of the dog.
I was like,
son of a bitch, you fucker. Oh my God. Okay, so, all right, so Sean.
Yes.
So moving on. Brian, you had a story you wanted to talk about.
Oh yeah, I mean, I just wanted to talk. It's not so much a story as much as I just want to talk about the footage that we've been seeing for a particular movie that's scheduled for next year.
Okay.
So
what? Wait. So should I ask right now? Is it a superhero-related movie, or is it the movie that you and I were discussing?
It is a superhero-related movie, or, well, supervillain, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Has anybody else seen footage from Joker, like the on-set footage from Joker? Sean, have you seen that? Why?
Oh yeah, I did see that. I thought you were going Marvel, and you went DC.
Nope.
Against the
Grand. No, because, you know... God knows why would you do that at this point.
Yeah, really.
So no, I mean it looked pretty decent.
It's weird to me because like they've been releasing so much stuff and like initially that all they did was release a photo of Joaquin Phoenix in just like street clothes, like, and he didn't have any face paint on or whatever. And they did this short little thing where like he was outside of a wall that said like amusement mile on it, which I thought was kind of cool. But at the same time, I was like, okay, like, where are they going with this? They actually did a bit on Conan where it's like, wow, the new photos from Joker, like the new Joker movie, look really just kind of dim and depressing. And like they're like, here's the Joker mobile, and it's like a Toyota Camry from like 1993 and shit. So like, and here's Batman, it's just like a fat guy on a bench wearing a Batman shirt. So I was kind of that mindset too, like, man, are they really just going pedestrian with this? And then I saw the footage of they did like this 30-minute screen test where he has the paint on. I was like, that's interesting. And then finally they did this video where Joker's coming off of a subway train and there's like a giant mob and there's shit just going on and everybody's fighting and he takes off the mask and he's wearing this suit that I swear to God looks like 70s, 80s comic book Joker. And I gotta be honest, like, I went from like, nope, not interested, to like, holy shit, I have to see this fucking movie now. It's insane. Like, in a matter of days, they've released stuff that has maybe gone from like, just eh, to like, yep, I'm rock hard. Okay. Okay, I need to see this movie now. Please, thank you.
Wake up, father. I'm fully erect.
Yes, wake up, father. My penis, it doth shine for thee.
Speaking about being fully erect for Batman...
Oh my god! Hey, look, it's a Sieg. It's a Sieg, Colin.
A Siegway.
We Siegwayed into Sieg. It. Anyway, but yeah. So was it Batman?
Batman
it
Damned.
Batman Damned.
It's part of the new DC Black line, I believe it's called.
Where Bat Dick.
Whatever he was. I don't know.
I'm just surprised it hadn't happened sooner.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's weird because, like, it's not presented in any kind thing. Of way that's, like, a... I don't know, it's just...
He's getting undressed in the fucking Batcave. It's a dick who...
He's flaccid, he's tired, it's like, who cares? It's like, whatever.
Batman's penis should be 100% erect at all times.
Because I'm Batman.
Right? It's...
So yeah, apparently DC has decided that they're not only going to never show Batman's penis again, but they're also going to edit any of the new reprints of issue one. So apparently, Sean, you were telling me earlier that issue is going for stupid crazy on the market right now, like on eBay, like Amazon. It's like people are selling it for like, I think I checked, it was like $100 at least for that first issue.
Yeah.
And it's this kind of controversy is actually not, you know, foreign to comic books, because remember X-Men Gold number 1?
Or Watchmen?
Yeah.
We are all living in the shadow of Dr. Manhattan's penis.
Well, I mean...
I've never seen more blue dong than, like, I don't know. Who is the blue animal that hung around with Snagglepuss all the time?
I don't fucking know.
Snagglepuss?
Yeah, you remember Snagglepuss, right?
Who's Snagglepuss?
Heavens to Megatroid.
Heavens to Megatroid! Exit stage left.
That's Snagglepuss, right?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know if that's...
Wow. It was like Hounsberry Hound or some shit like that. I can't remember his fucking name.
Audience, I'm gonna level with you. We are all so fucking tired.
Yeah, it's a long day. But all right,
it's been such a long fucking week, and like,
it's not even half over.
The show does have to go on, but just allow us these 5 minutes real fast, just to kind of take a mulligan here, because good God.
I mean, so yeah, apparently the whole controversy is we can see Batman's dick and everything. Yeah, I know. Stop stroking Adam West's dick, please.
But I want to.
No. Show the man some respect. He's dead.
Well, technically, I mean, I've shaken his hand, which means that I've probably, like, God knows I've had to have at least touched his dick once then, because, like, you know, the guy was a horn dog, from what I understand. Technically, oh like, my. If you shake someone's hand, it's like the... I don't know. I'm going somewhere with that.
Fun fact. If you've shook a person's hand, you've touched their dick.
Pretty much.
Well, even if I shook a woman's hand?
Even if you shook a woman's hand, you've touched their dick.
There's a...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry, couldn't help
Isn't it weird to think that, like, you know, if you, like, shake an 89-year-old woman's hand, like, if she... There's a very good chance that in her youth she could have been kind of a slut or something. So like, there's a very good chance
you're shaking her hand. That's the hand that held 1,000 dicks.
Yep. I don't know where I'm going with this.
I'm
just like, I don't know what to do. Play sound effects.
Yeah. Speaking of Transformers, by the way,
the new Bumblebee trailers.
Oh. Talk about rock hard dicks.
I mean, seriously, they're actually okay. So you know what? I know we were just talking about
promise because Michael Bay doesn't direct it.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank God.
Oh no, and that's the thing. We were like, let's move off comics because, quite frankly, I wasn't really too keen on talking about Batman's dick much more. Anyway,
I mean, it's uncomfortable.
I mean, we had puns that we were gonna save and go around.
Right.
I mean, we could probably just get those right out of our system right now.
Okay. Batch long.
All right. That's a good one, but a little
on the nose.
The Nightwing ding.
okay. All right. That's our episode title. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care what you said before.
Nightwing ding. Yeah.
The Nightwing ding dong.
The Nightwing ding dong. The Nightwing ding dong.
Nightwing ding dong.
Nightwing ding dong.
All right.
Wow.
Sweet.
That sounds. Yeah, wow. No. Oh wow. That sounds bad.
Nightwing ding dong.
Nightwing ding dong, baby.
Yeah, enunciate.
Nightwing ding dong.
All right. So I want to talk about movie trailers because, you know, so we had the release of at least the test footage from Joker.
Joker, which before we move on, what are your thoughts on it? Like, what did y'all think of that?
I'm actually would be interested to see Joaquin Phoenix's take on the Joker.
Yeah.
I'm hoping he doesn't pull
I'm waiting
Heath
for
Ledger.
A trailer to form my opinion.
So am I, but like I've been looking at that footage, I'm like, there's some interesting shit going on. Like, apparently Thomas Wayne in this movie is going to be running for mayor. I'm like, oh, okay, interesting. What's going to happen here? And, like, there's a – like, you see in the audience, like, as Joker's walking off of the subway, like, there's a riot there that I guess he's brought some goons to fight them. And they're like, you know, like, they hold signs of, like eat the rich and, like, you know, like fuck the rich. Like, it's really kind of nuts. It looks like it's going to be kind of political. So,
oh, goody.
Kind of political, like,
no,
the Dark Knight Rises was political.
Well, you know, like, thank you. No, but, you know, I mean, that's a step in the right direction, you know, because I heard that true story. I heard that the, was it the Joker Harley Quinn movie that's coming out?
Yeah, the Harley Quinn.
That's going to be about them in couples therapy.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
Oh, yeah. That's that thing I heard about where, like, the first draft is them, like, actually kidnapping Dr. Phil. And I'm like, pass. Pass. I'm done. No.
Hard pass.
Men are stupid and women are smart.
Well, you see, you're smiling on the outside, but you're deranged and crazy on the inside. So you need to take that energy and
Brian,
you need to put Brian, that somewhere else.
Brian's got a finger mustache and... And he doesn't need a finger mustache. He's already got a mustache.
Brian already forgot that he had a mustache, so he didn't need to put the mustache.
He got the finger stash.
The finger. The cousin of the finger butt.
If you're playing the BGN drinking game, make sure you drink.
Yeah, we
visual
whenever
reference we, in an audio podcast.
I made up a new rule: whenever we sing in unison, that happens.
Oh, nice! Cool. All right, so we got to add that to the list.
Yeah, because we just did it perfectly. By the way,
yeah, nice.
Yep, we did.
All right, so let's see. So yeah, trailers. So we got that. We got Captain Marvel. Who here did not see Captain Marvel?
I saw it.
That fucking face technology and Samuel L. Jackson looks like he fucking did in the 90s.
And
Juice! That was a good one!
Dude, like...
Deep Blue Sea! They ate me! A fucking shark ate me! Drink,
good,
bitch!
Good choice, motherfucker.
Jurassic Park!
But yeah, Captain Marvel looks amazing.
Jude Law is going to be epic.
Yes, he's going to be Mar-Vell.
Yeah.
Which will be cool. And then, like we're getting, like, the Kree Skull War, which is going to be rad. And then, like, just that little...
Oh, yeah, and what's his face? Ronan the Accuser's back.
Yeah, dude. And, like...
Yeah, buddy.
Get pumped.
I have to feel like the stinger, the last thing that you're going to see in that movie as the post-credits, it's got to explain how Thanos got the freaking... fucking power stone, because
probably
it's got to be a time jump, and like I swear to God, it's probably gonna be Glenn Close is like just hanging out with John C. Reilly, and all of a sudden, boom! Like shit's just gonna go fucking crazy, and that's how Avengers: Infinity War started. So
yeah,
but
here's what else I'm excited about, and it's not necessarily a superhero film, but it's still equally as good.
Yeah,
Stan and Ollie. Did anybody?
Oh my God! Yes,
that looked amazing.
I know.
Man, that's the movie I'm looking forward to seeing the most,
right?
It looks really fucking like I barely
recognized John C. Reilly.
Yeah, right.
I thought that's
right.
Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah.
Holy crap, that's Laurel and Hardy.
I told him at work, by the way, because I saw that trailer. Like my dad shared it a week ago, and I was like, this looks like already, I haven't seen the movie yet, and already I feel like this needs to be like a double feature one night with this
and
Chaplin.
Yeah.
That's a perfect night out for me.
I mean, like, seriously, like John C. Reilly and Steve Coogan, holy shit.
It's fucking ridiculous.
I mean, it's really, I mean, if you look.
It's nuts. It's,
yeah.
Actually, I'll pull up
John C. Reilly.
Wait, is it Steve Coogan?
Hang on. It is.
Yeah, it's Steve Coogan. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, because again...
That photo right there, that first one?
Yeah, right?
That is...
So you look at this one, and you look at that one.
Yeah, it's like, it's hard to tell the difference. They actually do such a good job with the makeup. It's like fucking impossible to tell the difference.
I mean, he might not have the same smile necessarily, but like, it's at least in that photo, but it doesn't matter. They look spot fucking on.
Yeah.
I mean, good grief.
Yeah,
what the hell,
and it's yeah, and it's like I'm super excited about this. Like I was like I heard about this. Like they're making a Laurel and Hardy movie. I mean, like yeah. I guess that's okay. And then I looked at it, and I was like, holy shit!
Way to go,
Laurel and Hardy.
And it's
dude, like look at the makeup on John C. Reilly.
I know.
Holy crap.
Like, good God. Like, I legit thought John C. Reilly had just put on, like, 60, 70 pounds.
I wonder what he's going to do with his voice when he's, like, acting. Like, you know, like, he's doing the bits. Because, like...
From what I heard, I was just like, wow.
Because, you know, like you see that trailer, and he's kind of just doing John C. Reilly. Like, I can't really do an impersonation, but he's kind of just got that, like...
That's perfect right there.
Yeah.
Wow. What... I mean,
that's spot on casting.
Yeah,
that's really good casting for John C. Reilly.
I completely agree.
No, I mean like Steve Coogan too. I mean like, dude. I mean like seriously, like in the
when
trailer.
When does this come out again?
I don't know. Sean, can you pull that information back up?
Yeah, sure.
But Stan no, I'm excited about Stan and Ollie. Like I think that's probably if it. I think it's probably 2019.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so the weekend after MAGFest.
That oh yeah. So okay. So go. I got something to look forward to after MAGFest then.
Yep. Stan and Ollie.
So we'll go play some video games all weekend, and then we'll go see that movie the weekend after.
Yeah, man.
Cool.
I actually am. I'm psyched about that movie.
Decompress.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Decompress with some Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah, and then we got Bumblebee.
Bumblebee looked amazing.
Oh my God.
Gen 1 Transformers, man. Talk about rock hard.
Good stuff.
I couldn't fucking believe what I was actually looking at. I thought I was having a fever dream, or maybe I was just
Soundwave.
Oh yeah.
He had the box and everything.
Did you guys hear?
And then he has Ravage too. I'm like, oh my God. Like, dude.
Did you guys? Looks insane. Did you guys?
Looks
hear,
like the cartoon. The way guys, it was supposed to look.
Yeah. Right. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know what else is great?
What?
They're making a Bluetooth boombox.
All right.
Of like that sound wave that would transform from. They're making an actual, like, a Bluetooth speaker. Like
transformable?
No. It doesn't transform, but it's a Bluetooth, like, speaker. Like, you can actually
I'd buy it.
I'd buy it.
In a heartbeat.
It looks good. It's so good.
I love that, you know, Bumblebee is going to be a VW Beetle, like he fucking should have been, instead of a Camaro. I'm sorry, but, like, that's what he should have been. Optimus looks fucking gorgeous.
Sick.
Like, it's, like...
His voice sounded better, too.
Yeah, and it's
It was Peter Cullen, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's still
Peter Cullen. Yeah, but, no, but, like, there was no distortion on it. It was really nice and crisp and clear.
Yeah.
I noticed, as an audiophile. Yeah.
You know, because it wasn't Michael Bay doing it.
We get to see them... Dude, we get to see them fight on Cybertron, which is going to be rad as fuck.
I'm going to Michael Bay you.
Oh, God, please don't Michael Bay this movie.
I'm going to Michael Bay you.
Please don't fucking Michael Bay this movie.
He's not touching it, yeah. So...
I will say that's probably the best thing about this movie.
I think Starscream actually might be in this movie too. Like he's on Cybertron. He's not like because people thought that it was Starscream was going to be the fucking Transformer that Bumblebee was going to have to fight against. And I forget who it is.
Okay, here's a question I have. So is this just are they like just essentially rebooting?
At this point, it better be a fucking soft reboot. At that point, like I feel like this has got to be where they're going from now on.
I mean, it's definitely a step in the right fucking direction.
Because, like, I have the first two movies. I saw the first two Transformer movies in theater. I saw Dark of the Moon, like, once on Netflix and thought it was dog shit. I didn't even bother with
it. I actually saw Dark of the Moon in theaters, and I was like, that is the biggest load of shit I've ever heard.
Hey, wow, look. Wow. It's a Transformer. Say hi to your mother for me. You know, like, no, fuck off.
It's a Transmorphogizer.
It looks...
It's one of them changey things. It's like a GoBot or something. Fuck, mm-hmm.
I hope there's less racism in this, too.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It looks awesome, though.
It does. Great. Like, so, I would say, and it's not going to be Shia LaBeouf, and it's like a normal human actor.
Yeah, without, like, the largest tits possible.
Yeah, right?
It's not the beef, thank God.
It's not the beef.
I mean, dude, look at the beetle thing. That's cool.
Yes.
That is classic Bumblebee right there. Straight up, that is classic Bumblebee. That is amazing.
With them headlight tits.
Stop it.
Oh, you know what? That's the episode title, Sean. Nightwing ding-a-ling.
No, it's Nightwing Ding Dong.
Nightwing Ding Dong, hashtag headlight tits.
Cool.
All right, so Sean, if you would, I'd like to take a nice leisurely walk and show you to the path so that I may take you to a place we like to call the Fat Shack. So, I don't know about you guys, but there's a fuckload of food news going on, so I'm going to go ahead and try and... hit these ones. So anybody heard of Archie McPhee's?
No.
Archie McPhee's is a candy company slash a novelty store out of Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And they're apparently doing candy canes for the holiday season, just in time, right? Well, just so you know, their candy canes are a little bit different. How are they different? Well, you've got flavors like pickle, coal, rotisserie chicken, as well as mac and cheese, bacon,
okay,
and clam flavors.
Interested?
Yeah. Put some on your head.
There's a clam-flavored candy cane.
Yeah, I know, right? That was the one that's the word they lost me to.
Why?
I don't know.
No. No. No.
Well, just for that.
Walking, yeah. No.
Anyway.
Bad walking.
Just for that.
So,
good. No.
So, hey. So, you know, if you want to, you know, get your relatives some clam-flavored candy canes for Christmas.
Yeah, because, like, my family doesn't hate me already enough.
Give your parents the clam today.
Oh, wow, a candy cane thing. Oh, my God.
About a couple Sundays ago, Colin.
Yeah?
And I.
Oh, yeah.
Went to this lovely place called Zaxby's.
Oh!
It was quite a drive, but I didn't mind pulling the Toyota out of the garage and mingling with the commoners. And as we drove down to Winchester, Virginia.
Oh, the chestiest?
The chest east.
The Cheshire of West Virginia.
The Cheshire of West Virginia. So we, oh my God, Zaxby's is amazing.
You've never had it before.
No, he hasn't.
The best chicken tenders I've had shoved into my gullet my entire life.
Now before...
The second I bit into one of those crispy fried, just awesome, juicy as all hell.
Yes.
But as soon as I bit into it and the chicken juice started flowing, I was like, just... Amazed.
Oh, that's where he's going with it. Okay.
And we back. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know, man. Now, that's why I keep telling everybody, and they're all like, they don't believe me, and then I have to show them, and I'm proven right.
You know, I had to show them.
That sauce goes with everything.
Everything.
I tried it with Chick-fil-A's breakfast sandwich, bagel with eggs, fried chicken thing,
testify.
Cheese.
Testify.
I put the sauce on there, and it was good.
It is good.
Yep.
Now, it is real good.
Now. Here's the thing. I've got friends who are down in Virginia. Okay. It's really weird because I have a lot of friends that post on Facebook about shit going on in the Roanoke, Virginia area. Okay. And I will hear time and time again that they're like, Zaxby's, that's weak sauce. Y'all got to go to Raising Cane's.
I've heard this.
Yes. Yeah.
I've heard this. And the closest one near us is where?
I have
Richmond.
No
Richmond.
Richmond or Roanoke.
I don't mind driving an hour, maybe two. Three or four? It's kind of pushing
it. I feel like we
That's
would
if I'm going to something, and if it's on my way,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, because let's think about this for a second, and we're kind of going off script here, whatever. Who
That's
cares?
That's pretty much the show.
I know, shut up.
Yeah, like we have a script.
Here's the
we're
thing.
Boldly going nowhere, bro.
Here's the thing. If you think about it, we've gone up north and we tend to do a lot of events around the DC metro area. When's the last time we've gone to Virginia for anything?
Zaxby's.
Zaxby's, pretty
Besides
much.
That, we've never been to a convention down in Virginia.
I think it's just because anytime there's a con in Virginia, it just happens to be
during something else,
running
right.
That's something that we're already doing. So
I propose then maybe next year, sometime in the summertime, maybe we should check out Virginia, because honestly, I feel there's a lot going on out there that we probably just don't know about.
I don't know. I heard Virginia's for lovers, and I like you guys, but that's
it is exceptionally for lovers. I will say.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
So is this a bad time for me to ask you to go steady with me then?
Oh, no.
Would you please go steady with me? I will change. I can change if I have to, I guess.
Okay, so here I got two more pieces of Fat Shack news.
Oh.
Brian's going to be happy about this. Mm. Brian, no. Pop-Tart cereal's making a comeback.
Okay, cool.
You remember Pop-Tart cereal?
I liked it growing
no,
up.
No, I never had it.
Yeah, true story. So
I'm sorry, I was blessed with King Vitamin.
Nice.
You think Captain Crunch destroys the roof of your mouth? Well, buckle up your dentures, because King Vitamin slays. That top layer skin, the top layer skin that's on the top, you're gone.
What Captain Crunch brings to the tribe, and they begin the skinning process. That basically starts breaking down everything, and dissecting it into parts to fucking using stews and shit. Right?
My tongue touched my brain.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, jeez.
And I thought tongue.
I actually tasted my sinuses.
It was
fun fact. They need cleaned out.
It tastes really good. You gotta let it soak for a while.
Yeah, okay. I get that.
Put that on. Load up the dial-up. Come back. It's fine.
Load up your America Online.
Your window is somewhat between a Francis Ford Coppola movie and maybe War and Peace reading. So somewhere in between those. It'll be soaked enough to where you could actually chew it. But if you leave it for too long, say like Ben-Hur, it's going to be like a nice – well, it will be nice to patch up your walls as soon as you're leaving your apartment.
You just kind of put it – like I feel like – I feel like in reality it's you leave it sit from the time that it takes to boot up your computer to the time that you hear, you've got mail. And then like
– you've got mail.
So depending on who's on the – get off the phone. So pending who is getting on is on there, it's going to be interesting to say the least.
So apparently – it's been 24 years since Pop-Tart cereal was on the market.
God, it's been that long?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Don't
me,
you
dude.
Feel old?
Yeah, I do.
So they're coming back with the original two flavors, frosted strawberry and frosted brown sugar cinnamon.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I'm excited about this, guys. I mean, I actually remember Pop-Tart cereal.
I mean, I remember that, and like my go-tos were that, Oreo O's, and then
Oreo O's,
and what else was?
I wonder why I have diabetes. Shit like this,
yeah. Colin, because you're a champ.
Yeah,
you had too much fun.
I always went back to I always went back to Crunchberries for some weird reason. That was always like my jam.
Fucking Crunchberries are amazing.
They are. I love
Crunchberries. Sorry, I had to.
Like I always went back and forth between like, you know, Lucky Charms or like Trix or fucking
Trix. Nice.
You know, Cookie Crisp. But like
I had like the cereal in the bag. It wasn't Frosted Flakes. It was like Frosted Flakies.
They're food.
They're acceptable. You know, just
it's competent.
They don't break trademark.
So it's two for the dollar.
It tasted the same, and I didn't know the fucking difference.
Wait. I'm cuckoo for generic. Cuckoo for generic. Sean, they're accepted by WIC. That's fucked up. I'm sorry.
Well, all the people that do groceries will start laughing, and then they'll start crying because they realize that they have to deal with the one person with the WIC check. And you're like, God damn,
no.
Why do you still do checks?
I mean, in that regard, I consider myself.
Who does checks anymore?
Admiral Gristle.
I am not Alexander Graham Bell. I'm not putting this through a machine, you twat.
No, we can't. No, we can't afford Captain Crunch. Get Commodore Charlie. I know it tastes like Raisin Bran. I'm sorry.
No, wait, I'm sorry. We can't get Captain Crunch. Get Commodore Chewy.
Commodore Chewy. I mean, I had like, it was at Honey Nut Tasty-O's. I mean, it was about the taste of 2-ply cardboard, but with like it drove by the honey plant.
Yeah.
I think someone described it's Cheerios like over the phone, and they're just like, yeah, they're little round O's. Got it. They're made out of oats. Okay.
Cool.
And it tastes a little bit like honey. Did you say molasses? Okay.
Cool.
What was that? Worcestershire sauce? Okay, let's put that on there.
Seems like an odd choice, but okay.
Like those off-brand Honey Nut Cheerios are almost like the LaCroix flavor of fucking Cheerios.
This guy's crazy.
It's like, it might have been in the same truck as a honey jar.
Do we get the tarragon for the breakfast cereal? Sure. No, that's not going to make it taste awful.
So to be fair, I will say this much. Brian and I were at Mag Labs, 2 weeks ago?
Two, three weeks ago,
and we are actually staying at a friend's house. I actually tried a not bad off-brand Reese's Puffs.
It's the Reese's Puffs from Aldi, actually.
Oh, those were pretty spot on.
They weren't bad.
They have the generic brands have improved. Yeah. I'm just saying, back in the day.
No. Hold on.
It was at the very least a cheap suit. If I have to under describe it, it was a cheap suit.
It's a cheap suit where the pockets are sewn in.
It was a made for video, like Disney movie, Land Before Time. Not even 1 through 5. We're talking 6 through 10.
Oh, no.
Land After Time.
Hold on. Whoa.
Whoa, hold on. Wow, wow. There's that's so much to fucking unpack, first and foremost. Okay, but also,
they're in those easy to package plastic cases.
It's Dan Castanella as Genie in Return of Jafar.
Oh my god.
Sean knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, too.
Oh, I know you do. I'm just saying he had the appropriate response.
I'm a genie.
I'm a genie.
I'm a genie, Mark.
What's your wish, Owl? It's like, oh god, no, go away.
Who are you? I'm Genie. You're not. Like, even the kids watching it can tell, like, something's off.
You're not Robin Williams. What the fuck's going on here?
What happened to Mork?
What happened to Mork? He's busy.
He went back to work.
What happened to the other Genie? Flubber. It's like, oh, God.
It's Flubber.
It's not going to be the same.
Oh, straight to VHS releases.
Flubber fucking happened. That's why he wasn't in Return of Jafar.
God. Well, and apparently Disney were dicks about it, so.
Whatever.
But, okay, so Pop-Tart cereal's coming back.
Yes.
So that's, but here's another thing, which I think you personally, Brian, will be even more excited about.
Don't touch me.
Sorry. No, so Brian, just so you know,
that's what she said.
Yeah. So Brian, there's a new Breakfast of Champions in town.
Who hurt you, Sean? Who hurt you?
So Brian, there's a new Breakfast of Champions in town.
Oh,
and it combines cereal and donuts.
Oh,
yeah. True story.
Continue.
Hardee's and Carl's Jr. are releasing new Fruit Loops mini donuts.
I'm sorry. You're going to need to repeat that.
Hardee's
and Carl's Jr. Are teaming up with Fruit Loops to release Fruit Loops mini donuts. Apparently, they call them the ultimate mashup of two of your favorite things.
Diabetes and hypertension.
Diabetes and high fructose corn syrup. Yeah. All around.
One really leads.
I'll take testing supplies for $300, Alex.
I'll take yellow 5.
I'll take yellow dye number 5.
Just a little prick.
So, okay, yeah. So, so apparently.
It kills the sperm count.
Yeah, so Brian, so it's a new menu item. It's going to come in a 5-pack for only $2.
Oh.
And it's going to be available it's available nationwide as of right now. It started August 29th.
Do I need to go to a Hardee's or Ann Carl's Jr. to get these?
Yes.
Or Ann.
So you're going to have to drive about 50 miles away to Breezewood to actually get some.
Yeah. Well, apparently, everybody keeps telling me that there's a Hardee's like right as you cross the state border into Pennsylvania from Hagerstown.
Yeah.
So.
Sure. Okay. But apparently, they're going to come in yellow, purple, green, blue, and red. And apparently, each one tastes like the spoonful of the classic 90s. It's a classic cereal 90s kids grew up eating.
Hmm.
Oh, whether you want to start off your day on a sweet note or you need an afternoon treat, these are guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you for shilling for me. Yeah,
right.
No, God.
Or dump in your pants, considering it's Hardee's.
See, here's the thing.
Well, the one that we have near us.
Here's the thing. These guys right here didn't grow up with Hardee's.
Yes, I did.
I did.
Well, the ones that we have out here are not
okay,
Hardee's.
Okay, Colin did. Sean didn't.
No, I did.
You didn't? What?
Kansas City, Missouri. I ate that shit all the time.
I keep forgetting that.
Pennsylvania. I ate that shit all the time.
I keep forgetting that you were from Kansas City initially.
Yes. Because I was born there.
Because
Independence, Missouri.
I thought you were born in Philadelphia.
No. Oh. I was raised in Philadelphia. Which is where I'm in the majority of the Hardee's. Right now, we do have – there is a Hardee's on the Pennsylvania border.
Yes.
But it's more – it's blue pillis. It's more like a softies. Like, it's not as good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So they might not have these. They might. Possibly. It's an off-brand Hardee's.
Yeah.
It is. It's Hardee's. It has the Hardee's logo.
It's
the Hardee's Carl's, but it's Hardee's-esque.
It's Hardee's.
Like, that's why.
It's Hardee's.
Hardee's.
No, because I know exactly what you're talking about, because it's basically like Waffle Houses are here in Maryland.
Right.
They're shit.
Yeah.
They're crap.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, the general state of Waffle Houses are not great, But I've like the ones
besides impending doom.
Did you hear about that, by the way? Like when the hurricane was coming in.
Yeah. We talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about that. Where it was like
that's crazy though.
The Waffle House index. Yeah.
Yeah. Go figure.
Yep.
Like, closer.
It's like, oh shit! It's time to get out of town. Why? The Waffle House closed. Damn, the Waffle House closed. Shit.
The Waffle House is closed. Repent, sinners.
Repent, all these. Just that's what it says on the little like letter by letter marquee.
Oh Jesus
marquee.
Christ! No, that's
it says Waffle House. We close. Repent, all ye sinners.
That's what they should put up on weather.
and then they put hashtag how waffle.
They should put it up on Weather Channel. Like anytime there's a hurricane coming through your area, Waffle House is closed. Repent.
Repent, ye sinners.
Okay, last bit of Fat Shack news. So if you love the pumpkin spice, and I know you guys do.
I had a pumpkin spice latte from Frederick Coffee Company today, and it was delightful.
Yeah,
it wasn't. It tasted more natural than say,
yeah,
you know, the other ones where I'm just like, what is this?
Yep. So 7-Eleven is actually releasing pints of pumpkin pie ice cream. Oh no, that was my blood sugar spiking. Right? But apparently it's like, so it's the ice cream which is on shelves now combines the beloved seasonal flavor with crunchy bits of pie crust and a sweet graham cracker ribbon.
Okay, that does.
I thought you were going to say vermouth.
I wish. Can I get a shot of vermouth with that, please?
Thank you. Because I'm from the 1920s.
Because I want to drink like I'm going to get consumption.
Say, you got that vermouth there, buddy?
What's with the walkway? Got the polo?
Got the polio.
Got the polio.
That was the dance craze. They got the polio.
They got the polio.
Say, get a shot of vermouth. It's basically Charleston, hey?
It basically they're on the ground.
That's why all the men have canes, you see.
All the humanity.
I'm going to drink till I'm F. Scott Fitzgerald. You mean dead? Yep.
Yep.
That's exactly what I mean.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to drink so much that I'm going to disappear like the Lindbergh baby.
Oh, shit. I thought I went dark. Holy shit, dude.
I'm going to vamoose like that Amelia Earhart, I tell you.
I'll call her Rosemary. <All right>.
Wow. Holy shit.
Oh, I'm sorry, Colin. Too soon?
Too tsunami.
Too soon. Oh, no. What happened to the Lindbergh baby? Christ.
Hashtag.
There's a limit on things. I'm sorry.
Hashtag not my burg.
Oh, shit. No, okay, I'm sorry. That's our episode title. Nightwing. Nightwing and Ding Dong. Hashtag not my burg.
Someone's going to be, like, looking at that title through their Facebook feed.
Like,
feed and they're going to be like, oh, I gotta listen to this.
I don't know what...
references to the Lindbergh baby? Holy shit.
These guys are fucking topical. Wow.
Sign me up. Oh,
they talked about Laurel and Hardy, too. Go figure. Wow. I think they're time travelers.
Oh, shit. I'm crying and laughing so hard.
Cheaper by the dozen. This summer.
Oh, goddamn. Oh, shit. Okay. But, yeah, I would totally murder the fuck out of some pumpkin pie ice cream.
Look at his face.
I'm trying to talk the topic. Is it not working?
Nope. I also should have picked a better phrase than I could murder a pie. Poor pie-sized Lindbergh, baby.
Oh my god. We're gonna be banned. Banned from everything.
Oh my god. Oh god. I'm going to hell.
I don't want this to make us become famous.
Don't worry, like, I don't think it's gonna happen.
These guys are putrid.
Why are you
Gilbert Watch this video, I'm offended.
Why are you Gilbert Gottfried all of a sudden? It's like, and then they talked about the Lindbergh baby.
And then they talked about the Lindbergh baby.
I want a tiny little baby that you could bowl with. It's a little crack baby.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You know it'd be great if they actually did a movie about the Lindbergh baby, and it was like Look Who's Talking, where the baby's inner
Oh, my God.
Colin,
the baby's inner monologue is spoken,
Colin.
And it's fucking Gilbert Godfrey.
That'd be a short film.
Well, life just started. I got a long life ahead of me. We couldn't get in the can.
Well, let's see if we can just dig this hole a little bit deeper.
Christ almighty.
We can't do a movie about the Lindbergh baby. That'd be too short.
I gotta save us.
It'd be a short film. God, you make it as a snuff film.
That's a snuff.
Oh, boy. Wow, I opened up a can of worms tonight, didn't I? All right. Topical.
Oh, baby.
So, if you're interested in hearing
hold
more...
Hold on. What? You had another news story, right?
No, that was the last one.
Okay.
No, I promise. That was it. I didn't have anything else.
Because you were too...
Because
like,
you're not coming back from Lindbergh, baby. Jesus Christ. All right, so if you're interested in hearing more shit like this...
Why wouldn't you?
Listen to us at castwavestudios.com. We're also on iTunes and Google Play.
The Google Play.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And go to castwavestudios.com/Amazon for all of your shopping needs.
Hey, Lindbergh, what do you mean your baby is gone missing?
Need a baby tracker? Go to amazon.com/castwavestudios. That way, you can find them easily.
That way, you don't have to fly all the way around the world to find it.
Need a Ring doorbell? Go to castwaystudios.com/Amazon. Need an invisible pet fence? Go to castwaystudios.com/Amazon.
Need to get your little one microchipped?
Go to castwaystudios.com/Amazon.
Alternatively, if you need to snake your toilet for whatever reason,
go to castwaystudios.com/Amazon. And don't forget to ask Alexa to play Bully Going Nowhere and order toilet paper.
Or some industrial strength garbage bags.
Oh my god.
Some Drano.
Oh my god.
Well, that's a show.
Or so I've been told.
Okay. For Boldly Going Nowhere, I'm Sean Holmes.
I'm Colin Kakamas.
And I'm the Lindbergh baby.
And it's not intro, it's not cilantro.
It's an outro.
And yep.
Oh god, where'd he go?
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com.
Just hear the hate mail.